Joining us right now is the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots, and who, according to Gerard Mayo, will be again this weekend against the San Francisco 49ers, talking, of course, about Jacoby Brissett, who joins us here. Hello, Jacoby. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
We're doing okay. It's been a couple of days since Thursday night. Obviously, that was a tough loss for you guys on both sides of the ball. Have you gotten a good look at the tape here, and do you think that you can take anything away from a game like that?
Yeah, I mean, the good thing it was, it happened on Thursday, so, you know, obviously you had a bunch of days to watch it and get over it. So I think as a team, you know, we're kind of past that and obviously moving on to this weekend. And, you know, a lot of good things to learn from. And, yeah.
I know you've told us you're a big guy, you're a tough guy, you always get up. That's part of your game. How are you feeling physically, though? Because you've definitely taken some hits, taken a pounding, and had to move probably more than you'd like to ideally have to move in a normal situation.
Yeah, I would say physically fine. You know, obviously took hits, but you know, it's football, so you know, I'm hurting like I guess everybody in the league is getting hit. So just ready to go to the next one.
All right, the next game coming up is against the San Francisco 49ers. Coach Mayo today reaffirmed that you're going to be starting. Was there any doubt after Drake May came into the game? Was there any doubt in your mind that you'd start? No.
No.
You mentioned the need for energy, that energy was lacking last Thursday night. Do you, A, know why the energy may have been lacking, and B, how do you make sure that energy is returning this week?
I honestly don't know why, but, I mean, I know as a team, you know, we've obviously addressed that, and, you know, and we've made an emphasis on that, especially today in, you know, in practice. You know, it's just more of like, energy practice, trying to get our energy back up, and you know, having those couple of days to be off and reset and get rested, you know, definitely help with, I would say it's going to help with our energy going forward.
Jacoby, you've had to throw on the run a lot so far this year. Is that being implemented into the game plan, or is that something you have to improvise on Sundays or Thursdays, whatever it may be, just because of the status of the pass rush and the line and everything else?
I think it's a mixture of both. I mean, obviously, like, every play isn't, but, you know, you get into a game and, you know, being able to extend those plays and try to hit guys down the field still and make those plays, you know, you got to move a little bit. So I think it's a mixture of both. We've had some rollouts and then we've had some just straight drop back.
One of the big talking points at this point last week was getting the wide receivers more involved, getting Pop Douglas more involved. It looked like you were able to do that a little bit against the Jets. Were you happy with that sort of advancement, and is it now just kind of about putting it all together?
Yeah, and exactly. No, I mean, like I heard somebody say earlier in the pre-show, you know, it's like we're still learning who we are as a group, you know what I mean, and still trying to, you know, put together a full what we are and our identity and things like that. So I think over time, you know, building all of those elements into our game plan and finding ways to do it in full is the plan.
A game like that, obviously, on Thursday, where it's just so hard to get offense going, you say you're trying to establish an identity, but you don't want that to become your identity. So how do you turn that around next week against the Niners?
Yeah, I think, you know, you go back. We went back and watched the film and obviously trying to clean up a lot of those details in that game that, you know we did wrong, and obviously putting it behind us and moving forward. And, you know, it's a long season, so obviously you can't hang your head on one game, but, you know, it's just about, you know, turning the page and being ready to go for this next one so you can't let it lead on to another one.
Coach Mayo was pretty open in his criticism of the offensive line and the fact that it needed to be better than it was last Thursday night. How is there a way you can help the offensive line be better? Are there things you can do as a quarterback to physically, mentally call, like, is there any way you can help those guys do their job when they're struggling like they are?
I don't think it's just one group. I mean, I think it's a collective group. I mean, I know it's maybe it's route detail, or is it me getting to a different read at a certain time, or and things like that. So I think we all as a group can play a part in helping, you know, obviously the protection and the timing of our passing game and things like that. So I think I know for a fact, you know, we went to the meeting today and we were talking about ways and to help improve that as a whole, you know.
Was there a point in the game, Jacoby, where you sort of realized, okay, this isn't going to be our day? Like the Jets, they're just doing something that you can't quite solve. Was there like a moment in the game where that kind of hit you?
No, I'm never like that. I think as long as, you know, it's time and the down, you know, we got a chance.
Okay, so we've had a lot of negative questions. Let's let's spin this positive.
Sorry,
a little bit.
Yeah, we're doing our best.
Let's spin this a little positive. So I saw on social media before the game.
Yes.
You arriving at MetLife Stadium in a pretty unique outfit. For people that may not have seen it, it was shorts, it was shoes, maybe with no socks. What was the air you were trying to display in that, and how seriously do you take your fashion game?
I wouldn't say it was more of like a any type of statement, but more of like a just trying to. I just put on some clothes. Really, it was nothing really thought of into it, but. Yeah, I guess it got a little bit of heat about it.
Wait a minute. You were just putting clothes on, though, but it's got to take some cojones to put on a pair of shorts with a jacket. Like, that's not a traditional, like, throw-it-together outfit pregame.
I mean, I've seen a bunch of people do it. It's more of just, like, I guess it kind of caught people off guard because of my position, I guess. But, I mean, I felt good in it.
Well, you have a legit fashion plate on your team in Devon Godshaw. I mean, that's a guy. He's basically an influencer when it comes to fashion.
He liked it, so it was okay.
Oh, I was going to say.
I ran about him, so he.
There you go.
So if he approves, it's a good outfit.
I was going to say, he's got to be the guy that you run it by before you go out there.
I mean,
he wears
scarves and like berets and different things.
Yeah, he'll wear anything. So he definitely is the person that you got to go to for advice.
Okay, so speaking of people you went to, I forgot to ask you this last week. You threw the touchdown pass early to Polk, and then I saw, I believe you and David Andrews had a little celebration. Could you describe what that was there?
It was more of just like, you know, just hanging out with the guys, you know, just having a casual, you know. It was so funny. He asked me where that, I was like, it was just, we kind of just did it in the spur of the moment.
That was not rehearsed.
So that was not choreographed?
No.
Nah. Oh, wow.
No, not at all. It just happened, you know, and it just, I was surprised as just as he was. But yeah, it just came to, I guess, both of us.
So it was like a stone cold moment. You guys
it looked
just
like,
a nice
it looked cold a little
beer.
Like stone cold. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, exactly. No, but he definitely enjoyed it. Hopefully we can do a couple more of those. So.
Yes.
All right. By the way, Jacoby Brissett brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. Our QB question of the day comes to us from Reggie in Watertown, and he asked Jacoby, if you watched did you watch football yesterday? And if you did, what teams impressed you?
I did not, just because I didn't want to watch any, you know, to get away from it. But so I can't really comment on who, I guess, impressed me, because I didn't watch any
games. All right. Hey, that's a fair enough answer. Didn't watch, and listen, I mean, I would imagine that you get a day off, you're going to take that day off and disconnect. So
did
there you go.
For sure.
Did you watch any on Saturday?
Took a lot of naps.
Did you watch any on
I can't watch college football. I can't watch college football, so I didn't watch any on Saturday. It was a football-free weekend.
I thought maybe you would bust Drake's chops because he was at a North Carolina game where they gave up 50-something points
in
the
first
half. Oh, yeah,
they got smoked.
No, I heard about that. I saw it on Instagram or something like that they lost by 30 points. But.
All right, well, that probably was one good thing for the week anyway. All right, Jacoby Brissett, thanks so much for the time today. We'll talk to you again next week, and good luck this weekend.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks,
right,
Jacoby.
That's Jacoby Brissett, quarterback of the Patriots, joining us here on WEEI Afternoon. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll digest what we just heard from Jonathan Jones and Jacoby Brissett. And speaking of Jonathan Jones, ESPN has a whole trade deadline piece out, and he's on it. So we'll get to all that with your phone calls next.